After 399 days of fighting, the 270 members of Newark Residents Against the Power Plant are celebrating. The University of Delaware terminated its lease with the Data Centers LLC. And no lease means no 279-megawatt power plant that would have supplied power to the data center and to the grid. NRAP's Jen Wallace called the announcement a huge victory.
The biggest surprise to us is the clean break. We thought it was a possibility the university could come out with a decision that was ambiguous, something like, okay, the power plant can be smaller.
University of Delaware President Patrick Harker says the decision was based on a UD report analyzing the data center's plans.
This project, as stated in the report, while having a lot of benefits, using state-of-the-art technology, et cetera, was not appropriate for our site. We did not believe that it aligned with the high-quality development for a first-class science and technology campus.
Gene Kern, president of the Data Centers LLC, says he's disappointed and issued the following statement. Quote, TDC disagrees that the university can terminate its ground lease for the reasons stated. We are evaluating TDC's options. Jen Wallace and other members of NRAP feel vindicated, saying that the proposed power plant was too big and too close to homes.
This project is not a good idea for our backyard, but it's also not a good idea for anyone's backyard.
The company says it remains committed to developing a first-class data center in the state of Delaware. From the Delaware Desk, I'm Shirley Min, WHYY News.